Do I press 1 first? Is that my problem?
9.
Oh, okay.
I just press 9 to get out. And then you...
Hello?
Hi, is David Hamblin there?
This is he.
Really?
Oh my! What a pleasure.
I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful that you called. I love you and miss you and didn't do the things they said. So.
What are you doing? Are you in Provo? Are you
around? Yeah, yeah. I've stayed. My phone number, as you know, is the same.
Yeah, I got it. You wrote her, and that's how I got your number. So I assumed that that was what it was, but...
Yeah. No, I... I hardly know what to say, sweetheart. I've been... here, you know, I've been writing, and I've been conducting... healing circles every twice a week.
Yeah, I've watched some online.
Yeah, I put it online so people could see what it is like. I definitely made some terrible mistakes, I've repented of those, and
I can see from your videos that has happened. You've really changed.
Oh, sweetheart. So anyway, I haven't moved on because there's no place for me to move on to. I'm just trying to do good and show some good that I've learned and assist people to find repentance and in this way that I've learned, and that's pretty much all. I mean, I followed from a distance what you were doing as people told me about it. You know, I saw your announcements when you were married but you know, I haven't wanted to intrude either because I've been unwelcome, and I understand completely how I would feel given what they were told. And
well, I don't blame you for the things that happened after I've been watching your videos online. Like, I just feel like it's... I mean, obviously, you were also sexually abused, and...
Yeah.
And I don't blame you for sexually abusing me, and I...
Oh, darling.
I know that you've changed, and I want to have you in my life again.
Oh, sweetheart. I want you to know that I never sexually abused.
I remember the times that it happened, and
you do.
Yeah, and I
mean, I don't have any knowledge of that.
Yeah.
I can assure you.
Do you think it was maybe because of what you went through that it happened? I mean,
I can't deny your experience, and it breaks my heart that that's your experience. You know, I have no memory of that. It's never been a question to my children that I'm aware of, or to children at all.
Yeah.
And so the problems that I had, hon, were problems with adults, and it was in my misguided at that time understanding of what could possibly save them from things that were happening to them at the time from other people.
I don't think that I don't blame you for what happened, but I'd need your help because I have memories of it happening. And I know that you have amazing skills, like I've seen on these shows and that you've put online, and I want your help, and I want to be able to have children and not be afraid of that. I just want you to apologize for what happened, and if we can meet up again and have a normal life again, I would love that.
My dear, I am sorry for what happened, and I'm sorry for everything that I did wrong. I find myself I have searched and owned every bit of energy that I could. I mean, I have worked, I've prayed to know my children, and so I find myself in the position of not being able to apologize for your memories of me abusing you, but I'm sorry that it happened.
No.
If that makes sense. I happen to know for a fact that, I happen to know that there was a, misguided effort to come up with something to get me in trouble on, because they couldn't find the real problem that I had.
These are experiences that I had. These aren't like things that have come up lately. It's
okay.
Been my whole life.
All right. Well, I Kate,
it's okay. The reason I'm calling is because I know you have changed. And it's okay what happened in the past, but I just want to know you're different. Grandkids can be around you, and Mimi and I can have our real dad again.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm overwhelmed by the phone call. Your name came up, Jose Alvarez.
Well, I'm at my friend's house. I served a mission with her. It's probably her husband's.
Well, you know, all I can say is that I'm willing to own anything that's true, I couldn't do the things I do if I were lying, and I wouldn't have the support of the Holy Spirit if I were in bad faith. So, you know, you've got my commitment to be safe for you or any other person. I've made a commitment to Christ to honor every human being, and to.
I know, Deb, but the thing is that, like, I just can't imagine how you can't remember what you did. I mean, maybe, like, do you remember in the bathroom, Provo, that we used to live in, and how you was in fourth grade? I have this memory of that, and
so when,
you coming
so
into the bathroom. Like, I remember these things, and I don't want you to tell me that it didn't happen. I'm not trying to blame you. I just want you to apologize, for heaven's sakes.
You know, I am sorry for your memories. I don't know if, well,
please, I want you in my life.
Yeah, sweetheart, of course. Of course, I want you in my life more than anything. I'm not saying that that didn't happen. I'm just saying that I have no knowledge of it. And I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm not... I don't even know what to make of it, other than to say that Rachel and Eliza said in court that you had no memories of being abused in, that would have been in 2003, I guess.
It was, yeah, at least way back then, but I never, Rachel and Eliza never asked me. It was illegal to talk to me about that. It's like private information. I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess all I'm saying is that...
Dad, if you're not willing to apologize, how do I know you're changed? How do I know you're different? Why can't you just own up to it and so we can move on? That's what real repentance is, Dad.
I
need your help. I'm too scared to be intimate with my husband and have children. Like, I need to you to tell me that you're sorry for raping me, that you're sorry for doing that.
Well, sweetheart, I'm sorry for raping you.
Thanks, Dad. I can't believe I'm talking to you. It's been so long.
Yeah, I didn't imagine it ever being like this. I didn't,
Are you remarried? Do you have
no
more family?
No, I don't have more family. I've just been living alone. I tried dating, but unless I know I want to marry the person, women my age get too hurt if you don't choose them and you spend too much time with them.
I see. Yeah.
And I don't want to get frisky, so I just haven't gone on more than one or two dates with an individual just to keep things low key, because till I find the woman I want to marry,
I hope you find somebody again. I don't want you to be lonely.
You know, I have to say that it's really surreal talking to you, because I don't, there's been so much water under the bridge that if you could visit with your husband, I think I'd prefer that, just to see you face to face.
Yeah, totally. I was planning on it, and I'm grateful for your apology, because now, Dad, your Nana or Papa that abused you, like, how do you explain all this that happened?
I think that my older sister and I were abused by neighbors when we lived in Iowa. And then maybe some stuff in St. Louis too, but I don't. You know, I've had some memories come back. It's not always clear to me how old I was or where I was and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you think that's maybe why all this happened? I mean, I just don't. I guess I'm just trying to find how to get closure, you know, with this. And you're the expert on this, and I just feel like I need
That's so
help.
Ironic.
What?
Oh, I just, you know, I just feel like there's so much I don't know.
Are you kidding? You're, like, helping people all the time. Like, all my, like, Davy Morrison, my friend, and his girlfriend, I don't know, I haven't talked to them for a long time, but other people have told me all these things.
Remember Daisy? Yeah. I guess I am an expert, but it's an alternative expertise. It's not, it's not the, people don't understand how important repentance is. They don't, or its many uses, you know, they don't. They haven't figured out how to apply it to solve whatever problem a person has.
Well, what would I? What should I do to get over these memories that I have of being raped by you?
Well, I think you can tell me about it in person, I'll be frank that it's one thing for me to work. It's another thing for me to work with family. It's harder, especially if I'm the one accused of raping you. You know, then I never thought that I would be in this position because I never thought that it happened.
Yeah, well, it did. I don't know. I just wish it hadn't.
Yeah. I know that Rachel was persuaded to bring charges of sexual abuse against me, and she was in terrible conflict about it, and she went to somebody and told them, and that person said, well, as long as you're honest, I'm sure your father won't have any problem with it. Rachel was even more conflicted, and then she
I don't really know about Rachel's situation. I haven't talked to her in years.
That's surprising.
But, well, what you did to all of us, I mean, it really broke our entire family up. No one is close. That's why Mimi and I want to reunite with you again.
Do you want
your daughters in your life?
Absolutely. I've been living for the day. When I last heard your voice, you were a young teen, it's been so many years, it's just very surreal for me right now. But I'm really grateful. I'm proud of you. You sure are handling yourself well in our conversation. And your accomplishments that I'm aware of, and Mimi's. You know.
Yeah.
And people who have mentioned you to me have been full of praise for you.
Who do you talk to about me?
I heard about you from Susanna Burr.
Oh, yeah, I met her. I don't know what she knows about me, though. But
she just met you, and she thought you were charming.
So, how do you know her? She...
Oh, I helped her family.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I just feel like we need more... I need closure, and I'd like to...
Well, I'm more than happy and willing and eager to give you all the closure possible. And this is kind of a conundrum for me, just because you know, I have searched my spirit to find memories or evidence of this sort of thing.
You, Dad, I just can't understand why you say that, because I know you were awake and aware when you were abusing me, when you were you would threaten me to not tell anyone. And if Rachel wasn't telling anyone, then I'm surprised if that's why.
If Rachel wasn't telling...
You know how you said that she was hesitant to tell people things or talk about it?
I guess I took that in a different sense. I took that in the sense that she was... she felt guilty of saying something that wasn't true.
Right, but...
But I see how you're taking it, and that is a reasonable hypothesis.
Did you threaten us like...
Well, sweetheart, all I can say is that I...
I remember threats.
Yeah, I mean, your mother was responsive. It wasn't like I...
Dad, it wasn't Mom. You said to me that you would strangle my dog.
I'm not blaming her. Oh, sweetheart, I don't remember that.
You're laughing at this. This is what I remember of you.
Okay, so I this is all right. I'm not laughing in a making fun way. It's more like this is I believe you, sweetheart. I believe this is your experience. And what I've come to learn is that people have actually a split off part of them that does things like this. I've been looking for mine, and I thought that I've owned it, but I never came across memories like this. But apparently I haven't owned it enough, and I can assure you that I will take this with every bit of seriousness. This is the information that you're giving me is something that I did not anticipate. I really didn't. I don't have any conscious memory of ever abusing any children.
Well, it's what happened.
I'm not denying that that's your experience with me. I'm just saying that that's not my experience with me. But that doesn't mean that it isn't true.
You're saying, I just want to understand. You're saying that you think that in like a different part of you, did it?
Yeah, I think that the cult has a way of splitting off a part of somebody and creating a sub-spiritual entity inside of you, made up of you and other spirits that is capable of coming out without the host's awareness and acting out like this. I do. I know that's the case. And what you're telling me is that that's the case with me, which I always questioned. When I started hearing about it, I had to ask myself, is this possible with me? But until this conversation, I've never had somebody tell me or, you know, I've never had evidence that I have to take a real hard look at to own. But, you know, I'm willing to do it. I'm glad to do it. And I don't want there to be any possibility that there's a part of me capable of... Well, I know that there's a part of every man capable of stuff like that, but not without the permission of the host.
Oh, I see.
But that's what the cult does.
What are you called? The cult?
Well, that's what people say. They use, there's a... What I was studying at the time our marriage fell apart was I had come to believe that there was that all these people that I was seeing that were having this really bizarre behavior had been abused by cults, and it's not a single cult, but it's kind of a shorthand that people use. They say the cult, but it's a very fragmented organization. It's not a coherent entity, you know. It's just lots of different. And
well, you used to talk about parts when I was a kid too. Remember this?
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I can. So I started understanding all of that, and you know, I just couldn't handle. Everything I was learning, I couldn't handle it, and so I fell apart. But I, through all of that, I don't recall ever abusing you or any of your sisters.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, I'm dreadfully sorry, and I'm willing to own it. I just, you know, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah.
That I could say was reliable, because. What was said before, I took in a different way from what I was told and what. Anyway.
Yeah. What?
Your mom said so many things about me that weren't true in her effort to. Make trouble for me, that I just lumped this in with everything else.
I see.
You know, it's this is a tragedy. And she admitted, I mean, she privately admitted lying about.
To who?
To me.
You guys met privately during the divorce?
No, afterwards, when Mimi wanted to go to out of the country with a singing thing or some play, musical, I had to get my permission, and I quickly gave it. And she wanted, and your mother wanted to meet with me at her office at BYU, and I said, I'm not going to meet with you in your office. She said, why? And I said, because you lied about me. I'm not going to pretend like that's okay. And she said, oh, well, that's right.
Yeah.
She, you know, I...
Well, where are you practicing now, though, if I were to meet up with you? Or are you in Provo? Or you said
I live in Provo on 500 North. And 541 East, 500 North, number 11. And I meet here in Provo once a week, and in the healing circle on Fridays at a home.
Whose home should I go there? Or?
Well, I would think that it would be better if you brought people you felt comfortable with. I would like to understand more. You know, what I do with everybody else is out there in the open. That certainly is, and I'm not trying to hide things.
Well, you
and
said
you can bring whoever
it
you
and
want.
Just talk
you know,
about it, but,
huh?
I mean, you said you'd own it and talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel uncomfortable with other people there, that's fine. But
well, I'm not uncomfortable with other people there. I'm just uncomfortable with the public. I'm going to go to the nth degree to honor your feelings and to own this. And I'll pray and work hard on the information that you've given me. And you can bring 30 people if you want. I don't care how many people you bring to feel safe. You can bring your bishop. You can bring anybody you want. I just don't think I would do so well at my healing circle seeing you for the first time and dealing with your memories of me abusing you as just when your turn came up. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Is it? You, okay.
Right. Carolyn was first. Okay, then Joe Dell. Oh, hi, this is my daughter, Katie. We'll talk about her issues next, you know.
Okay.
I think it would be better if we sat and talked and you have your support group with you and, you know, so that you can get feedback from your friends or from your family and so that, you know, they can tell you what they thought. Because these things are hard to wrap your mind around. And
yeah. Well, I don't need to wrap my mind around it. I remember it.
Yeah.
You know, it's what happened. But so, I don't know. I understand that maybe the concepts you're sharing are hard to wrap my mind around.
Well, like, I'm just saying
the
that
parts
it's,
and things
yeah,
like
just
that.
The, I mean
I just don't know why you wouldn't remember, but so.
Okay, so I'll tell you a story. It's a true story, but I worked with a person who had a memory of going over to her best friend's house, and she was like 7, and they were in the backyard in a tent and sleeping bags. The father came out of the house, proceeded to rape them both, and afterwards, as he was sitting there in the tent with them, it was like he started like shaking his head and blinking and saying, what's going on here? And then he said, what? And he started asking, like, what's happening? What happened? Then he realized that these girls were raped, and he told the girl to never come over to his house again. And he was so sorry, and he was crying, and he took them in, and he cleaned them up, and clearly this was a case where a man raped these girls.
Wow.
And then he became aware that he had just raped these girls, and he was horrified. And forbade the girl to ever come over again, and for her safety.
So you think that's what happened to us?
I'm saying that that happens. It's dreadful to me. I can acknowledge to you that that's your experience with me, and that you know I didn't wake up in the middle of it. You know, you're telling me that this happened, and I.
Yeah, well, you would be angry and threaten me not to tell anyone, so you would leave like that.
Yeah, well. No, but that's who did it, not wanting to be caught. Not a person who wouldn't have done it.
But, Dad, you did it. This is what happened.
What I'm talking about is a split in a person's spirit. So that there's basically two different spirits inside someone. And one of those spirits would never do that. And the other one would and did.
So do you think you've finally gotten that other spirit out of you?
I think that I'm hearing about it directly for the first time. I've been working on that, owning that energy. If I didn't know what I knew, I would say you had a false memory, but I don't think that I would care to characterize it like that based on what you've told me. I don't.
It's not a memory. It's what happened.
Yeah.
There's a difference. You know, these aren't things
I'm
that
not,
are just coming
I'm not
up.
Saying it is. I mean, don't mistake me, my dear. I'm not saying that you that it isn't true. I'm just saying that it's not. This comes as like a thunderbolt to me.
Well, I've lived with it my whole life.
I'm so sorry, darling.
Is this
you
your home office,
that.
This number, or
I don't, well,
do
it's
I
my
come?
Home. I have a living room where I meet with people.
Could we meet there?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're apologizing, and I'm excited.
I wish
to
I could apologize
this.
Better. You know, I wish if I were aware that I had done it, I could say yes, I did it, and I know that I did it, and I remember doing it, and I was wrong. All I can say is that behavior is wrong towards any child, and I believe you, and I am willing to own it, and I'm going to work hard on it, you know, just because I'm really not playing a game here. I do not have any knowledge of this.
Are you just saying that because you're scared, or?
Well, honey, I've already been accused in a court of law and found guilty in my divorce trial for having done such things. You know, I've already had the blame without the conscious knowledge of it. And I've lived with that
I didn't know that that was part of it.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. Your mother spent like $160,000 in the divorce. It was like a 9 or 10 day trial.
If that came up like that, then why didn't you apologize then?
Well, it came to me for an apology, and I have no knowledge of ever abusing any of my children. I'm not lying about this. I have no conscious awareness of ever doing that. And if I had done it, I'm not saying someone in my body didn't do it. I'm saying I didn't do it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I know. But that's not saying that it couldn't have happened or didn't happen to you, and I'm not saying that what you're saying isn't true. I have no right to say that, and I believe it's quite possible with what I've learned and seen. So I don't doubt it, but it's not my experience. In my mind, I've always respected you girls. You know, that's all I can remember. So this is, you know, I think most people would regard this as a nightmare, but I'm so glad to be talking to you, and I'm, you know, I've lived with this for a long time now.
Yeah, me too. My whole life.
Sorry, love.
Okay, well. Can we meet tomorrow? When?
Yeah.
What time is best for you?
Oh, sometime in the afternoon would probably be best. Like 2 or 3 or 4.
Okay. 3. ...500 north and then something.
Yeah, 541 east, 500 north.
Okay.
Number 11.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
so Do you think you'll be coming with your husband, probably?
I'll bring Weston for sure. I don't know who else I'll bring, but
okay.
I think just us, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm very happy to see you, and I'm sure proud of you. You sure are brave and well-spoken, and I just think that you've taken my breath away. I did not expect to hear from you. You know, I didn't have any expectations, I guess, but I didn't think it would happen. So I'm very proud of you, and looking forward to resolving this in a good way.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Okay, hon.
Bye.
God bless you. Good night.